WWBC, 100.7 FM, 94.7 FM, and on 99.9 FM. We thank God for Pastor Paul Exposito and the WMIE staff, and for the opportunity to share God's word and love with you, our listeners. I'm your host for today's broadcast, Evangelist Andre Jordan. Please turn with me in your Bible to a very familiar passage of Scripture, Daniel chapter 6, verse 8. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 8. I have a question for you today. Are you experiencing situations that seem impossible in your life? Are you experiencing life circumstances that seem impossible in your life? Let's take a look in the Word of God, where we find our source of strength, we find our source of encouragement. I want to talk to you today from the topic, the God of the impossible. May you be encouraged as we study the Word of God together. The scripture reads in Daniel chapter 6, verse 8. Now the king established the decree and signed the writing that it not be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altered not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now Daniel, when he knew that the writing was signed, he went to his house and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done before time. So let's take a look at the Word of God. We know this passage of story earlier in chapter 6. We can see the plot against Daniel. We can see that those that opposed him, those that were jealous of him, those that wanted to do evil against him, but because he was a righteous and an honorable young man, they could find no factual, true occasion or fault against him. Daniel was faithful, verse 4 says, neither was there any error or fault in him. But the men, Daniel's haters, said in verse 5, we shall not find an occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then those presidents and princes assembled together to the king. The plot unfolds. And they said to the king, King Darius, live forever. All of the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. That was the decree. Let's pick up. And Daniel, when he knew the writing, when he knew the decree had been established, we find him yet in verse 10. He went into his house, decree or no decree. His windows were opened. He climbed into his chamber towards Jerusalem, and he knelt on his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed, and he gave thanks before his God as he did before the decree was established. Back to today's question. Are you facing situations that seem insurmountable? Are you facing circumstances that seem unfavorable? Are you facing challenges, situations, circumstances that are difficult, that seem impossible? I want to talk to you. I want to introduce you to the God of the impossible. So let's keep reading. Verse 11. These men that plotted against Daniel, that went to King Darius with the scheme to find a way to find fault with Daniel, they assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Verse 12, then they came near and they spake before the king concerning the king's decree. They said to the king, hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or of any man within 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? King, they question. Remember your word. Remember the decree that cannot be altered. Didn't you say, O king, any man praying, any man asking a petition of his God or of a man even for the next 30 days shall be cast into the den of lions? Isn't this thing true, O king? Then they answered before the king, verse 13, listen, king, Daniel, which is of the children of captivity of the tribe of Judah, he does not regard you, O king, accusation. O king, nor does Daniel regard the decree that you have made, that you have signed. But Daniel is still, O king, making petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. So the king set his heart to deliver Daniel because, despite your haters, despite your accusers, the king Darius knew Daniel to be an honorable, a faithful, a godly man. Too late, the king could see the trap that the presidents, that the princes had conjured up to be able to bring accusation against Daniel. The king, verse 14, continues, labored until the going down of the sun to deliver Daniel. He sought with all of his heart to find a way to get Daniel out of the situation that his decree as king had placed Daniel in. Then these men, the king's presidents and the king's princes, assembled unto the king. And said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree. So they come to the king and they remind the king, there's no way out, king. The law has said that any decree or statute that is made by the king that is established may not be changed. Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and they cast him into the lion's den. If ever there was an impossible situation, if ever there was an impossible circumstance, wouldn't you agree that Daniel's situation looks bleak? That Daniel's situation looks impossible? that Daniel's situation looked insurmountable. Verse 16, the king commanded that they brought Daniel and they cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, Daniel, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Look at King Darius. Through Daniel's life and testimony, the king, the heathen king, the unsaved king, had faith in Daniel's God because of the witness of Daniel's life, because of the testimony of Daniel's life. Then verse 17, a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring. Verse 18, then the king went to his palace, and he passed the night fasting. Neither did they allow instruments of music to be brought before the king, and the king was unable to sleep. Verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning, and he went in haste to the lion's den. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? So the king fasted the previous night. He couldn't sleep, making intercession and prayer for Daniel. He rises early the next day. He rushes to the den of lions, and he calls out to Daniel, and he inquires of Daniel, the God that you faithfully served, the God that you served continually, was he able to deliver you from the lions, Daniel? So the king has a question. Is your God truly the God of the impossible? Is your God that you put your faith and trust in, Daniel? Is your God really and truly who you said and believed him to be? Has he been able to do the impossible in your life, Daniel? Has he been able to deliver you from the den of lions? Look at verse 23. We're in Daniel chapter 6. We're up to verse 23. Then said Daniel unto the king, hallelujah, Daniel is alive and well. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den of lions, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. This is a powerful and inspirational passage and testimony in the Bible. Daniel, we can see, had faith in the God of the impossible. I want to encourage you to do the same today. Look at the life and experience of Daniel. Take notice of the life and the testimony of Daniel. What are you facing today that you can glean and gain hope from the Word of God in Daniel chapter 6, verse 23? You may be serving God faithfully, also like Daniel. You may be trusting God, also like Daniel. You may be faithful to the Word of God. You may be faithful to prayer. And out of nowhere, pow, out of nowhere, boom, life circumstances have arose. Obstacles, lies, accusation, trouble, turmoil, distress, situations, sickness, decline, trouble. I want to encourage you today to keep your faith in God, to keep trusting God, to keep your eyes on God. There are things in life we must go through. We get to decide how we will go through. Today, I pray as we look at the life of Daniel, we can be encouraged in Daniel's example of how to go through in faith, how to go through clinging to your faith in God. Let me go back to the Word of God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Verse 22, Daniel says, "My God sent his angel." I want to remind you today of the supernatural forces at war on your behalf. The angels of God are encamped around the people of God. God has assigned and dispatched angels to fight and to war on your behalf. I want to encourage you today that whatever situation you may be facing, you are not facing it alone. You are not in it by yourself. I want to encourage you today that there is a host of heaven fighting on your behalf. I want to encourage you today that the all-seeing eye of God is not asleep. He is not slumbering. I want to encourage you today of the faithfulness of your God. I want to encourage you today of the faithfulness of the God of the impossible, of the God that turns around the situations that man deems impossible, of the God that turns around the situations that man says, he can't fix this. He is God, but he can't do this. This is too much even for God Almighty. I want to encourage you today. God can shut the mouth of the lions on your behalf, just like he did for Daniel. I'm back in the Word. Daniel said, "My God," verse 22, "hath sent his angel." We have angels fighting on our behalf. We have angels warring on our behalf. And the angel of the Lord shut the mouth of the lion so that Daniel experienced no hurt. So I want to encourage you today that although you may be in a den of lions, although you may work in a den of lions, come on, sometimes our workplaces are as if we were in a den of lions. So although you may live, work, experience, like Daniel, a similar situation that feels like you're among a den of lions, you don't have to experience hurt. God is the God of the impossible. We serve him continually. Daniel was found innocent before God, innocent before the king. Sometimes we're innocent. We haven't done anything, but the enemy, the devil, our opposer, our accuser, rises up in people and causes them to instigate, to accuse, to plot, to scheme against us. But people of God today, be encouraged and take courage in your God. He can turn every situation around. He can bring forth mighty deliverance. Verse 23, the king was exceeding glad, and he commanded, bring Daniel up out of that lion's den. And Daniel was brought up out of the lion's den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed his God. May I say right there, don't stop believing your God. Don't stop believing in the God of the impossible. Keep the faith in God. Keep the faith in God. And the king, verse 24, commanded that they bring those men, those presidents and princes that had accused Daniel in the first place. And they cast the presidents and princes that made accusations and slander against Daniel, and they threw them into the lion's den. And they threw their children, and they threw their wives. And the lions had mastery over them. And the lions break all of their bones into pieces at the bottom of the lion's den. Verse 25, and then King Darius wrote to all of the people, all of the nations, all of the languages that dwelt in all of the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a new decree, King Darius wrote, that in every dominion of my kingdom may men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall not be even unto the end. This God of the impossible delivered and rescued, and he worked signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. And Daniel prospered during the reign of King Darius. Praise the Lord and hallelujah to God today. This word is encouraging. I pray that you are strengthened and encouraged in your inner man, in your spirit. May this word take root in your spirit, that your God of the impossible, his arm is not too short to save. His arm is not too short to reach into the den of lions with you and shut the mouth of the lion. May you be reminded today that you serve the living God. May you be reminded today that you serve the God that can rescue, the God of dominion, the God of all power, the God of all strength, the God of all source and power and dominion. May you know that your God is able to rescue you from whatever you face, from whatever situation, from whatever you're going through, from whatever the circumstance, healing, health, deliverance, turnaround, transformation, restoration, renewal, refreshing. Your God is able. Your God is able today. I'm talking about the God of the impossible. There is nothing your God cannot do. I want to encourage you today. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed in the Lord. Be encouraged in the power and might and strength of your God. Have faith today in God. Put your eyes back on your God. Put your eyes back on the Word of God today. Take note from Daniel chapter 6. God can, God shall, God will shut the mouth of the lions in your life. God is faithful to his word. Trust in the faithfulness of God. Trust in the faithfulness of God. Trust in the faithfulness of God. Do not be moved by what you see. Make up your mind like Daniel. I will yet trust him. I will yet pray to my God. I will yet trust in the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank you once again for joining us today. This is Kingdom Sound. We are a radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministry. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida. You are invited to join us at our services Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., our morning worship, Sunday morning at 10 a.m., our Sunday school for those of you that love to study the Bible. We have a fire starter prayer at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings for those of you that enjoy a time of intercession and fire with God. May God bless you and keep you today as you trust and believe and get to know the God of the impossible. God bless you. God keep you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in the head.